Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Hey, mitzvah 505, as we have the second of a set of two, the second of a pair, two mitzvahs that go together, the Isser of someone from Shevet Levi to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, other than the 48 cities that are given to him from the other Shvatim Nachlas, and the second Isser, that's today, the Isser of Shevet Levi, to have a chelek in the spoils, in the biza, b'shas kibush ha'aretz. There'll be a third idea, another additional level that hopefully we'll get to at the end, that the chazal, that there's a Yerushalmi that learns out another understanding of these mitzvahs, but we'll get to that at the end, b'ezrat Hashem. So today's mitzvah, the Sheva Levi shouldn't take any spoils. Again, the Minchas Chinuch treats these mitzvahs together. Let's read what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Shelo yitol kol Shevet Levi chelek b'biza b'mashashalalu Yisrael. Anything that B'nai Yisrael plunder, anything that they get through conquering a land, b'hi katsam ba'aretz, either when they go into the land, u'ba meshi yishalalu me'ayveyam achreichein, or afterwards, any spoils that they get, Levi is not allowed to have a portion. V'yelzeh ne'amar, and that's the pasuk that we're up to, lo yiel ha'kohanim, let's read the pasuk again, lo yiel ha'kohanim halviyim, kol shevet Levi, chelek v'nachala im Yisrael. Yishei Hashem v'nachalaso yocheilin, they get the karbanos, they get the other matanos that are given to them, and therefore, they don't get a portion. Says the Sifri, Rashi quotes it, the Sefer HaChinuch here quotes it, Chelek bebiza v'nachla ba'aretz. First issue, just to note, one note on what we said yesterday, and that is the question that was asked by the Reb Elchanan and the Kovet Shiurim and the Minchas Chinuch here, I did not mention it, also asked the same question in Oz Gimel, and that is the summary shown him hold that La'asa Lavo, these mitzvahs will not exist, and a Levi will get a portion based on a pasuk in Yecheskel that the Gemara darshins in Meseches Baba Vasra. So if that's true, asked the Minchas Chinuch, asked Reb Elchanan, then how can it be counted as a mitzvah? Mitzvahs don't change, says the Minchas Chinuch. I'll read his Lasha today. The Dover Zet Sarach Iyun, to La'asa Lavo, Yis mitzvahs. These two mitzvahs won't exist. The Hech Yochol Hanavi Laker Dover Min HaTorah. How can Yecheskel say something new? Ha, what do we know? Ve'ela HaMitzvahs. They're not allowed to create a new mitzvah or knock on a mitzvah. V'tzarech Iyan Gadol Bazeh, a big tzarech Iyan. Remember, Rabbi Chanan in Baba Vasra gave the suggestion, well, maybe the Isser is just a function of Nachla. Meaning, if they get a Nachla, so then there is no Isser for them to take a Chelek. So right now, there is no Nachla. They don't get a Nachla. And in the future, there will be a Nachla. But the mitzvah, conceptually, has not changed. Just the Mitzias has changed. Right? We have a Mizveach, we can bring Karbanos. We don't have a Mizveach, we can't bring Karbanos. They get a Nachla, they don't get a Nachla. It's not a perfect answer, but that's what Rabbi Chanan said in Baba Basra on that Gemara, on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis in Baba Basra. So we continue. So that was the, So the one hara I wanted to make was that the Rambam does quote in one context that there will be a mitzvah that will be expanded. We expand it. It won't be changed. It'll be expanded. We know there's a halacha of Ari Miklat. And there are six Ari Miklat that have been set aside. Moshe Rabbeinu set aside three, though they didn't work until Yeshua ben Nun set the next three. And altogether, they are now collate. The Rambam says in Hilchas Rotzeach, Paraches Halacha Dalet, based on a Yerushalmi in Makos, that there'll be three more, nine altogether, be Mos HaMashiach. Which makes that, are we going to need Ari Mikla then? Are they going to be people that killed B'shogeg? Pasha sounds like it, right? Like Shmuel says, Ein ben olam haba, olam hazel, ela b'shibut malchus bavad. Says the Rambam, B'yimei ha-melech ha-mashiach, mosifin shalosh acheros al elu ha-sheish. We're going to add on three more to the six that are existent already. Shnei amar v'yasavta l'cha ot shalosh harim al ha-shalosh ha-ela. V'heichen mosifin osan, where? Ba'arei ha-keni, ha-knizi, v'ha-kadmoni. Shenichras la'avar, mavinu bris aleihem, v'yadayin lo nechmeshu. They have not been conquered. And why is this allowed? Because it says it in the Torah that this is going to happen. V'aleihen no mar b'Torah. V'im yarchav Hashem el kechaz gevulcha, kasher nishma l'avosecha, v'nasa l'cha es kol ha'aretz, asher dibra l'ases l'avosecha, v'yasafta l'cha od shalish ar shalosh arim al ha'shalosh ha'ela. You know why this is an exception to the rule? Because the Torah itself says it as an exception. But other than that, generally, mitzvahs don't change, and that was the problem of the Achronim on that shita in the Rishonim. Okay, we continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, quoting from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Val yiksha alecha vazeh halav, inyin halav shebeklalos. Ask the Chinuch, ask the Rambam on themselves. But 1 minute, why is this an Isser? Isn't this a lav shebeklalos? We know the rule is that if there is a lav that includes many different Isurim, then it's not counted as a lav. You don't get malchus for it, that's the rule. Lav shebeklalos ain't lokan alav, but also it's not counted as a lav. So here, this is Katar's lav. But isn't this a lav shebeklalos? This lav. What does the pasuk say? It includes two things: nachla and biza in the same lashon. Lo yia. Lo yia l'korim alviim kol sheiv alevi chelik v'nachla Yisrael. Chelik is one is biza and nachla is eretz Yisrael. So it's one iser. So ask the chinuch, ask the Rambam on themselves. Isn't this a lav shebeklalos? Shaykfar boa kasev al shnei yonim eile shnei lavim. Says the chinuch, quoting the Rambam. No. There's two losas that is explicit in the Torah, and that's why this is not a lav shebeklalos. Afterward, it says, "Hey, lo yia lakohanim halviim." Pasuk aleph right here, and then it says in the next pasuk, "Vinachlo lo yilo." It's two verbs, two lo yias, and therefore it's not a lav shebeklalos. And the chiddush continues and even adds, and it's not only two here, but it's quoted elsewhere in the Torah. V'nechpalu shnei halavin elu ba'atzma b'kohanim. Here it's all about Sheva Levi, but earlier the kohanim have it. Bartzam lo tinchal, v'chelech lo yila b'socham. Bartzam lo tinchal b'shas chilek ha'aretz, v'chelech lo yila l'cha b'socham b'biza. That's afterwards. And even though the Kohanim are included in Sheva Levi, they would be included in this pasuk, but it's emphasized, it's repeated for emphasis. Either way, the Chinuch, the Rambam both say, this is not a violation of lav shebeklalos. So what is a lav shebeklalos? What would be a violation? Where you have one lav in the Torah that includes many different averos. That's a lav shebeklalos. One says one thing. For example, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, Lo sochlu al hadam. Don't eat blood. That's a lav shebeklalos. Why is that a lav shebeklalos? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, darshins 10 different things that are included in this iser. Obviously, don't eat blood, but also, you're not allowed to eat from an animal before it's fully dead. Lo sochlu al hadam. You're not allowed to eat the blood, eat a carbon before the blood is sprinkled. Lo sochlu al adam. You're not allowed, says Rabbi Akiva, that the Sanhedrin is not allowed to eat on the day they kill somebody. Lo sochlu al adam. The Azhara for Betzora and Mora. Lo sochlu al adam. Not quoted here, but quoted in Brachas Daf Yud. You're not allowed to eat before davening. Lo sochlu al adam. Lo tochlu lefei she'atem mispalim al dimchem. So, that's a lav shebeklalos, right? One lashon, one iser, and includes many averus. Says the Chinuch, says the Rambam here, but here there are two different psukim, maybe four different psukim that talk about it, and therefore it's not going to be a lav shebeklalos for that reason. A question that all the Rishonim ask in the sugya of lav shebeklalos is, what about Yontif? What about Yontif? Yontif has one pasuk, losasa kol malacha, and you get malchus for every malacha that you do on Yontif. You can ask the same thing about Shabbos, but you can't really, because that's not malchus. That's not a lav. That's in Yisudar Raisa with a chi of Misa. So many things can be included in that. But what about Isser Malacha on Yontif, which is an Isser Lav. You get Malchus. Why isn't that a Lav Shebeklalos? This is Losasako Malacha, and there are many different actions that are included. Choriz Orea, Malabein, many of these Surim, all the non-Ochel Nefesh Malachas, are included. So why isn't that a Lav Shebeklalos? That's Tosis' question here in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, as well as the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban's answer is also quoted in the Chiddush Yaron here in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. Two different suggestions by the Rishonim. Why Meleches Yontif is not a lav shebeklalos? Says Tosfos, because the lo chashvina luhu lav shebeklalos, deksiv kol meleches avoda lo sasu, kimo lo sa'avdeim dahacha, dahasam mifaresh tfei, deksiv avoda, dimishtame kol meleches shehi avoda. Says Tosfos, the Torah doesn't specify one action, which is the pashtus of understanding, and then you have additional levels of interpretation. That would be a lav shebeklalos. For example, osochol adam, don't eat blood. That's definitely the pashup shot. Everything else are additional levels. So that makes it all a lav shebeklalos. But here, what? Losasako malacha. It more tells me that you can't plow, than you can't clean, and you can't do other malachas, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. No. Losasako malacha is equal. It's what we would call a lav klali. It's a general lav, fill in the blank. But all of them are as if they're mefurish bikra. That's not a lav shebeklalos. That's Tosfos. Again, it's a general lav that all of the components could fit into it equally, and therefore that's not a lav shebeklalos. It's a lav klali. The Ramban and the Ran, right there in Sanhedrin, quotes that no, a different answer why Yontif is not a problem, because all the Meleches Yontif are really different ways of performing the same Isser. Different physical actions, But it's all violating the sanctity, and it's what's called Shem Echad in the Rishonim. Says the Ran right there. Vahavi kolosase kol malacha shekolel milachos harbe. V'afalpikin lo nikra lav shebeklalas mipnei shekulan inyan echad hu v'hu isur malacha. There are 20 different ways to violate isur malacha of Yontif. And really, it's one shame. Shame Echad, two very different answers. So if you say, if you contrast them, Tosas might say that if you have different physical actions, that's not called Shame Echad. Or Shame Echad isn't enough to not be considered a lav shebe klalos. While the Ramban and the Ran, who don't give Tosas' answer, might say, no. You, lav klali, a general, that might be a lav shebe klalos. No, it has to be something else that includes there many different isurim, as long as they're Shem Echad, that's not a Lav Sheba Klalos. That's an important machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. How does one define Lav Sheba Klalos? And it might be a Lav Sheba Klalos machlokes, it might be a Malkus machlokes, but that is not for now. Now we'll continue. So says the Sefer HaChinuch continuing. So once you know this Lav Sheba Klalos, because there are many different isurim, including, it says it also by Kohanim. But he adds in now at the bottom, even though Kohanim are included in Shevet Levi, and therefore they could use this pasuk of not getting a chelik in the Biza, the Torah repeats it for emphasis. Again, the Chinuch here is quoting the Rambam, and the Rambam discusses this at length in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shorish Tes. Says the Rambam, when you want to count mitzvahs in the 613, don't look at how many times it appears in the Torah. Shabbos appears many times. It's only one lo sase. When you want to know how many mitzvahs, you got to think about the content of the mitzvos, but it might have been repeated for emphasis. That's it. Not to give you more malchus, not to be counted as shnei lavin. Whenever the Torah, the Gemara says, lavar b'shnei lavin, says the Rambam, that doesn't mean two aveiros literally with two sets of malchus. No, in most of the Torah, unless the cases where you get more than one set of malchus, the Rambam is saying because you're violating more than one aveira at the same time. But if it's the same aveira, the Torah might repeat it for emphasis. That's Shorish Tashi'i. She'ein ra'ui limnos halavim v'ha'asei. Aval, don't count los aseis and aseis based on psukim in the Torah. Aval hadvarim hamuzhar mehem v'hametsuve bohem. Only what comes out of them, what's warned from them and commanded from them. And then the Rambam has the beautiful formulation where he says, da, shekol tzibui hatorah va'azharoseha hinehem ba'arba advarim. There are four categories of mitzvos, says the Rambam. Bideos. Now, what is deos? What does that mean? Emuna. V'zeh she'tzivanu la'amin da'as achas min ha'deos k'mo machshav atzinu la'amin b'yichud Hashem avas okel yiraso os yoron me'ham da'as achas, right? Anochi Hashem alokecha avas Hashem yiras Hashem yichud Hashem. That's all category one, what he calls deos. Number two, what we call maisim. Maisim mitzvah. Tzivanu pe'ula min ha'pe'ulos. As, what are the examples? Karbanos and binyan beis ha'migdash. It's amazing. Out of all the examples the Rambam could have picked out of maisim mitzvos, what's on the Rambam's mind? What is the Rambam yearning for? Karbanos and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Those are the ones, that the two examples that the Rambam gives for Maisa Mitzvahs. He could have said Lulav, he could have said Shofar, he could have said everything. Okay, beautiful. Number three, the Rambam says, what he calls Midos. What are Midos? So these are Bechemla, Rachmanus, Tztaka, Chesed. V'yavtal Recha Kamocha, Lo Sistas Achicha Bilvavecha, Nekama, Netira, all of those are included in what he calls Midos. And number four, Ma'amarim, Mitzvahs of Dibur, Tfila, Mashe Tzivanu. And again, what are the ones the Rambam picks? Kamosha Tzivanu, L'Shabcha, U'L'Hispalelilov. My davening, Ula hisvados alavonos alpsham, vidui, vadomer. Remember, the Rambam's mitzvah is vidui, not shuva. Lashon hara, rechilus, klala, all of those. Those are the four categories, says the Rambam. So when you come to a pasuk, says the Rambam, look at the content of the pasuk. Does this appear somewhere else? Did I already count this? Or is this something new? And just because it's repeated does not mean it's something new. V'lo nabe l'ribu yatzivuyin shebo b'inyan ahu imhaya mena mitzuveh bo o l'ribu ha'asara shebo mimenu imhaya mena musar mimenu. Don't look at how many times. Ki kulam him l'chizuk levad. They're just there for emphasis. The Torah is written in order to inspire us. And the Rambam says, ki shelo yiyasham inyan nosaf da be'emesh lo nechpal al chizik u'kadei sheyodia gamkein shezeh ha'avon gadol ma'od achar shababo asara achar asara. You should know this is extremely important. That's why it's repeated both in the world of mitzvos and in the world of averos and los ases. Shabbos is repeated many times, and this is, sir, of Kohanim getting biza and karka in Eretz Yisrael. That is repeated in order for there should be emphasis. And the Rambam continues and has that big discussion, but that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says as well here. Continuing now back in the Chinuch, HaKol L'chizeko Inyan Ola HaShlim Adin K'shelo Yeh Shalem Me'alavo Echad. Sometimes one area fills in what the other one didn't say, but don't think it's repeated, but Tavin, and understand this, says the Chinuch, based on what I wrote at the beginning of Dvarim. If you remember back for a minute, what did he write? The Sefer HaChinuch had a little introduction to Sefer Dvarim, and he says there, everything in this Sefer is not really adding anything new. That's why you don't have an all of Dvarim, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Limar. Or Daber Moshe, Daber B'nai Yisrael, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael. You don't have that anywhere. He's quoting the Ramban here. Why? Because it's all was said already at Har Sinai. It's only explicit in the Torah here. But it was said beforehand. Don't think something is being repeated here that had not been said earlier. That is the Shita of the Chinuch quoting the Ramban. The interesting example that is given, getting back now to the Sefer HaChinuch, quoting from the Rambam, is that if you count everything more than once, then it says that a Kohen can't marry a Grusha. And it also says a Kohen Gadol can't marry a Grusha. So if a Kohen Gadol marries a Grusha, how many Averas does he get? Get one or two. He's going to get one Avera. Get one set of Malkas. He's not going to get more than one just because he's a Kohen Gadol. So it seems it's clear that you only count content. Okay, let's skip down. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Again, the message of the Hashkafa behind this mitzvah is, remember yesterday we saw the message of the Levi not getting a Nachla is so that we support the Levi and they have time to focus on Torah and focus on leading the Jewish people. Here he has a little different. Lefi Sheim, why don't they get Biza? Lefi Sheim, Misharshi Hashem. Lo Na'elahem, Lehish Tamesh, Bekelam HaChatufim, Miad B'nei Adam. It's inappropriate for them. They serve God. They're royalty. So stuff that was grabbed, that was taken from the enemy, they're going to use? No. Even though it's mutter, we conquered it. Lo yavo beis Hashem rak davar haba derech shalom v'yosher ve'emuna. It's only proper for the beis Hashem, for the people who work in the beis Hashem, to use property that was bought, that was given, not that was conquered. V'lo shiit agalav lev ishvisha. Nobody's worried about it. Again, it's similar. Again, it's mutter for them. It's mutter, but you know, it smacks of war, right? It's shades of, it makes us think of David HaMelech a little bit. David HaMelech, the king. David HaMelech, as we know, the Navi says in Shmuel Beis, Perek Zion, first Nasan HaNavi tells David that he can build a Beis HaMikdash. Kol Asher Bilvav Chaleich HaSeik, Yashem Imach, you can build a Beis HaMikdash. And that night Hashem appears to Nasan, go tell David no. I'm sorry, he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'atativne li bayis l'shifti, ki lo yashati bayis l'miyom alosi, I haven't had a house. Are you going to build it? No, tell him, I've been with you. But, says the Navi, ki yimlu'u yamecha, v'shachavta es avosecha, v'hakimosi es zaracha acharecha, asher yetzei mimeecha, v'hakinosi es mamlachto. No, you are going to die. Your son's going to build it. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi v'chulu. It's interesting that in Shmuel Beis Perek Zion, no reason is given. Why can't David build a Beis HaMikdash? Nothing. No reason in Shmuel Beis. In Divrei Hayamim, there's a reason given. And that's the famous reason. There's more than one reason. But in Divrei Hayamim, the reason given is connected to our mitzvah today. Vayhi olai devar Hashem leimar, dam larov shafachta, umilchamos gedolos asisa. You have blood on your hands. Lo tivne bayis l'shmi, ki damim rabim shafachta arza lefanai. Hine ben no lalach, hu yihye ish minucha, v'hanichosi lo mikol ha'ivav bisaviv, ki shlomo yihye shemo, v'shalom v'sheket etain al Yisrael b'yamav. Hu yivne bayis l'shmi, v'hu yihye li leben, v'ani lo la'av. V'achinosi es kisei malchuso al Yisrael ad olam. So in Divrei Hayamim we have that. Similar idea to what it says here. Why can't they take? Because it smacks of war. David HaMelech couldn't. It smacks of war, even though you were allowed to. David has written Milchemes Mitzvah. Still, there are other reasons given, though, also. There's a Yalkut. The Yalkut says that, Yalkut Shimoni, there in Shmuel, that if David HaMelech would have built a Beis HaMikdash, it would have been forever. It would have been eternal. And if that's the case, says Hashem, when the Bnei Yisrael sin, and I need to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, I wouldn't have been able to destroy the base of Megiddo. I would have had to take it out on them. Elbar le'akadosh baruch hu galuy v'tzafuy l'fanai she'em asidim lachto v'ani mefik chamasi bo u'machrivo v'heim nitzolin. And that's why it is a good thing, so to speak, for David HaMelech not to build it and Shlomo does it so that Kadosh Baruch Hu could take his wrath out on the Eitzim Va'avanim and not on Bnei Yisrael themselves. A related topic here, it says that we can't use, they can't use Kelim HaChatufim Miad Bnei Adam. They can't take any spoils. There's a fascinating tshuva of the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pasach Frank, discussing Tevilas Kelim. Totally different topic. Tevilas Kelim, we know every time a person gets a kli from a non-Jew, they have to tovel it in a mikvah. What about Kelim from Milchama? Biza. Biza. He talks about the Israeli army conquered certain lands, and they got a lot of clay seuda. And at the beginning of the state, right, nobody had any money, and they wanted to use this clay seuda. Does it require tevila? So he says, well, the army says that it's not really ours, we're just borrowing it because it's rechusha oyev. Says the Har Tzvi of Tzvi Pesach in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Tes. No, that's foolish. No, of course it belongs to the Jews now. But it could be that there's no mitzvah of tefilas kelim because only if it comes directly from a non-Jew. But by war, in this situation, a lot of them ran away and left their stuff. First, it was hefker in the middle. So possibly if it's hefker in the middle, so then it has no chiv of tevila. That is a possibility that he says. In the Lashon here, Lufiza benido didon yesh ladun dekfar kodem akibush nafal pachad hayehudim alehem ubarachu lenafsham yesh lomer tekadam yesh lakibush v'nasu hefker kodem shabol urshus Yisrael v'yachach Yisrael mehefker hu tekazachu v'lo avru nachasim yashar meurshus anachri urshus Yisrael shariah hefsek sharushus. And therefore, ain kan mitzvahs tevila. That's his big chiddush, because again, it'll be a tremendous tircha at that time to tovel maybe the thousands even of kalim that they got from the Arab villages, the Arab lands that they conquered. Okay, this mitzvah continues the chinuch for Nohagas mitzvah zubis lanabayis only with Shevet Levi. If somebody violates, there is no malchus. Why is there no malchus? So the chinuch's reason is because efshar lavar ala mibali maisa, as he says many times. Since you can violate this just by standing there, by getting spoils without doing anything, so then it's called Alav She'im Bo Maisa. And Nitan Li Shavon. And it's able to be given back. Nitan Li Shavon. And that was the Chilik in the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday between Biza and Nachla. Just to end off, the Meshech Chachmi here points out that the Yerushalmi in Harios has another Isser learned out from this Pasuk. Lo Yiyah HaKonim Halviim, linked to the previous Psukim about a Melech. A Melech? Lo Yiyah HaKonim Halviim. Sheva Levi? Can't be a melech. Right, the famous discussion of the Ramban and Parshas Vayechi, this week's Parsha, Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, right, that the Shevet Levi are the religious leaders. Yehuda are the political leaders, only from Shevet Yehuda. Malchus Beis David, it can't be more than that. And that was the chet of the Chashmonaim, and that was the chet of the Malchi Yisrael throughout history. But that's another, not quoted by the Moni HaMitzvos, but that's the Yerushalmi and Harios quoted by the Meshech Chachma on our Pasuk. Okay, we'll stop here.